Thank you. Can we just fill this room with thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. I need somebody to help me say this to him. Say, hallelujah. You have won the victory. That's why you can't be defeated. That's why you can't be stopped, because of this truth. You have. Come on, brag on them. Death could not. That's why I can't stay down. Cause you are. Tell them what it is today. You're seated. Let's brag on them. Say you are the real. Dante, let's go. Let's take the roof off of this place. Lift up those hands all over this room. Let's declare it together. Tell them hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory.
I feel Jesus in this room. Come on and declare it loud. Say
hallelujah.
What can he do?
You have won it all for me.
Tell them hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, raise that sound.
You have won the victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The victory is yours today, God.
You have won.
You did it for me. You did it for me. Death could not hold.
Resurrecting
in your
name, I come.
Last night I was just thinking about the service, and the Lord reminded me of John 11, when Jesus is having this conversation with Martha. She's like, Jesus, my brother's dead, and if you would have been here, he would still be alive. And Jesus says to her, look, your brother gonna get up, just chill. And she's like, no, I know in the resurrection. Good God, I feel that thing of the Holy Ghost. I know that he's going to get up in the resurrection. Jesus looks at her because she wanted the resurrection to be an event. And the resurrection is not an event. The resurrection is a person. The resurrection is not an event. The resurrection is a man. And Jesus looks at her and said, no, sweetheart. I am the resurrection, the truth, and the life. And though he were dead, yet shall it live. I need somebody to worship, because dead things are rising. I know it was dead, but it's gonna live again. Your marriage is gonna live again. Your health is. Somebody release a sound if you're grateful for resurrection power. One more time, lift those hands. Say, by your spirit,
I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected
in your. Were dead, yet shall it live again. I know you got evidence that is dead. I know you got proof that is dead. But I come to prophesy and say it's gonna live again. I need somebody to raise up a resurrection praise in this place. It's gonna live again. 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 Sis, it's gonna live again. My brother over here in the back who's ready to give up. It's gonna live again. You in the balcony, you got here late because you had to fight, but I come to prophesy and tell you that it's gonna live again. I am the resurrection, truth, and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yes, there is evidence that it ain't living. The enemy wants you to focus on the evidence. But it ain't about what you can see. It's about what you can't see. Because what you can see is temporary. But what you can't see is eternal. Oh, Shekebanaya. God, I give you glory. God, I give you the praise. So lift those hands, Father. Ooh. God, I thank you that you are taking out spiritual caskets right now. That you are disrupting spiritual funerals right now. And that everything in this room that the devil told them that was dead and it was never gonna live again, and that this idea would never work, and that this marriage was over, and that this disease in their body was gonna overtake them. God, I thank you for interrupting this service and letting resurrection power hit this room. And God, I pray for faith to rise right now. That there are people with their hands lifted and they have tears in their eyes. and they're struggling in this moment because they have proof that the thing is dead. But God, the proof is just there to make the devil look stupid. Because you take the foolish things that confound the wise, God. You're going to take this dead thing and you're going to resurrect it so big that everybody around them, that's why you needed the proof. The proof wasn't for you. Good God, I feel the Holy Ghost. The proof was for everybody else that was looking. For everybody else that said, yep, that's dead. Yep, that's dead. Yep, that's dead. But God is getting ready to resurrect that thing in the presence of your enemies. And Father, we just thank you now. We thank you now. I speak that they will take that idea off the shelf and dust it off.